Paris Call is an artist who has been studying brainwave activity her entire life, beginning when she was a child, working with her father, who was a professional hypnotist. Now she teaches multimedia at George Mason University, where she's exploring how brainwaves can be used to make art.
I have an alias. That is, I'm called that brainwave chick. Part of my reason for doing performance is to call attention to my concern that as humans we're not fully using the capacity that we have with our brains and making brainwave music or using what I call neurological learning and healing tools strengthens the brain and increases our ability for nonverbal communication and our ability for self-healing. Sometimes I work with a colleague, Dr. Mark Applebaum.
Paris and I were both members of the faculty at Mississippi State University.
We were teaching together at Mississippi State.
She was in visual art and I was in the music department. She just seemed like she had a kind of good energy about her, and she seemed really interesting, and she seemed, she seemed slightly strange, which was to me a really a good positive distinction. You know, I mean, this was a good thing.
I really don't have any background training in music, so music to me is all by ear and by brain.
It became clear that we could collaborate on some sort of, you know, audio realization of her neural activities.
And we started working together on a piece, a music composition called That Brainwave Chick.
I remember I titled it That Brainwave Chick because she was, at that time, she was wearing the headband that had the electrodes, which, you know, monitored her EEG. She was wearing it, like, fairly regularly.
It was like...
She wore it, like, a lot.
Oh, there's the brain person.
Like, every time you walked by her office, she had it on. And, you know, like, there were reports, you know, that she shared, that she would basically wear it while sleeping and while around the house and so forth.
Really learning to relax and to live more in the alpha frequency domain than the beta.
She was practicing what she calls brainwave switching.
The music that I do uses a brainwave interface to the computer that creates an interactive biofeedback system where the brainwave activity is then delineated into frequencies beta, alpha, theta, and delta. And the way to make music is to switch back and forth.
It's incredibly hard for a novice. For me, I'm always like in a high beta state.
When we're in a beta frequency range, we're interacting with other people and not in any sort of deep thought.
And I concentrate. It takes me like an hour to get to alpha.
It's kind of getting to the blank mind, relaxing, de-stressing. It's likened to the word Zen.
And I get so excited when the computer tells me I'm in alpha that I immediately pop right back into high beta. So it's like, you know, for me it's very, very hard. And she can, like, in an instant go to delta if she needs to, pretty much.
But he liked working with me because he could play a note.
I could hit a note, for example, on a keyboard, say an E flat.
And my brain would repeat that note back.
And it's kind of astounding because Paris doesn't have a strong musical background in any formal sense. I don't think she knows what an E flat is, but her brain in some ways knew what it was. And if I would then move it up to E natural, a half step higher, her brain would find that E natural. Our performances also included at times video.
With symbols that relate to thought and relaxation.
That would change color on the basis of what brainwave state that she is in. It resembles more some sort of fluxus happening kind of thing. It's a very much a theater performance.
You can't really tell what's going on from an audience other than that there's some wiring and headbands and that kind of thing.
I would say that my interests were the notion of meaningful data modulated by some sort of aesthetic filter to create an artistic experience. And I think that Paris is motivated by other kinds of life experiences.
Floating in tanks and hypnotism and Chinese qigong and dolphins and human-dolphin interaction. And
Paris, in some ways, is preparing for some potential future event where she would need to develop means of nonverbal communication with, you know, other life forms.
It's a weird thing because, in a sense, we don't have to do anything with our brains. Our brains work for us, you know, and we go to school and we learn and our brains are there. They function in a healthy body without doing anything at all. But if we work with something like the brainwave interface, then we exercise the brain. And in the same way that any organ of the body or muscle of the body becomes stronger, the brain becomes stronger.
I just think it sounds really interesting.
That interactivity...
There are things that sound really cool.
...helps you to understand the relationship between the body and the mind.
Paris Call's most recent composition is called Peace Streams. Mark Applebaum teaches musical composition at Stanford, and our story was produced by Jonathan Mitchell.